This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. You can dial in here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. And phones are open for you at 603-283-6160. Is the island of St. Martin going to become the crypto capital of the Caribbean? That is what one of the politicians there, the leader apparently of the United People's Party, had to say recently.
The name of the party sure doesn't sound auspicious.
And I don't know if this is in your story, Chris, because I've got one here from news.bitcoin.com. But apparently this guy is taking his entire salary in Bitcoin Cash.
Interesting.
Did you know that?
I have not got that far through the story, so I don't know.
Well, we're going to get into this further and find out what the plan is here, what the plan might be, because this isn't a done deal. I guess this guy's just talking at this point. But he is working on some kind of piece of legislation that may actually legalize Bitcoin Cash as far as like legal tender is concerned in St. Martin, which, for those that are unfamiliar with St. Martin, as I was, it is located just to the northwest of St. Kitts and Nevis, which is interesting because Roger Ver, longtime supporter of Free Talk Live and the man behind Bitcoin.com, he lives most of the year in St. Kitts and Nevis.
So interesting.
I wonder if he's been making trips up to St. Martin, because I know he's done a lot for making, like, helping local businesses in St. Kitts and Nevis accept Bitcoin Cash. So it wouldn't surprise me if he's expanding his range out to nearby islands, or if just somebody else did. I'm interested in hearing the history behind this. Like, what got this started in St. Martin, this whole thing? It's also east of the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, so that's where this is located. So in studio,
the other thing that would be fascinating would be if some of the countries that use dollars as their primary currency defected from dollars to some kind of crypto, because it makes more sense.
That's what El Salvador did when they began accepting Bitcoin as legal tender.
Oh, they have a dollar economy?
They
interesting.
Yeah,
they did.
Well, they still do.
Now they have a dual economy.
Correct. Which was it's a really interesting move what they did there. And we can get into El Salvador here in just a moment. But it is Ian Nobody and Chris in the studio. First, we go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Sarah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. Am I always have to get off the, am I on the,
you're fine.
Phone?
You sound loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that. It turns out Albuquerque, New Mexico is like the top, the worst place, again, for allergies. Yeah, so.
For what? Allergies?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, allergies. I'm talking about anything non-political today. It's allergy season right now. So the desert climate, it's so dry. Everything's so dusty, and it's windy most of the time. So the pollens are just crazy. So we got juniper, cottonwood, mulberry, and I don't know how many other
Have you things. Considered moving to, say, North Korea to get away from all of the allergies there?
Well, it's okay. This is a pretty democratic, almost communist-like state.
Yeah, I've heard that it's really bad there in New Mexico. We actually had a guy on the show last night, Laser, who is the brother of Aldo Axelman. They were both on with us, with me last night on the program, and he had spent some time there in New Mexico, and he had just nothing good to say about the place at all. Just absolutely terrible.
I mean, it's not really like communism in New Mexico, because nobody's starving to death there.
Yeah, probably true.
But you know what? We just have implemented a communist program. We're going to have free education, free college. Our governor signed it. And we still
you do
have
know there's no
universal
such thing as a free lunch, right? Like, you can't get free education. The money has to come from somewhere.
Yeah, but the students, I don't think they have to pay. They have to maintain
so
a C average.
People who don't go to school.
You understand that those students are eventually going to be paying it back through increased taxes, right?
Well, that's common. coming. Well,
not if they,
not
if they
you.
Get their education and leave.
Well, if they're smart and they leave, they probably won't be. But, yeah, I mean, ultimately it's going to put them into poverty later on after they get that education.
Mm. Well, but the thing is that our state, believe it or not, it didn't make the news, but our governors that were the only state that started this, I'm really proud of that. This is a very blue socialist democratic state.
I hope more of our socialists move down to New Mexico from New Hampshire. I think that they should go down there. It's nice and warm, and there's plenty of commies like Sarah down there. You guys will feel great if you're a socialist in New Hampshire. Head on down. You don't have to stop in Massachusetts. You can go all the way.
There's great weather down there.
That, exactly. I think, is a great idea, Ian.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Sarah. Appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. But don't go to St. Martin if you're a socialist, because it sounds like they've got a good thing going on there with a relatively free economy if they're going to actually start encouraging people to use Bitcoin Cash in transactions. Now, actually, according to the story I've got here, Chris, over at news.bitcoin.com, they link to the bitcoin.com map. And so there's a few of these like crypto maps out there. The oldest one that I am aware of is called CoinMap. It's coinmap.org.
Right.
And that's a good one. It's been around for a long time. It's also highly out of date because it's been around for so long. So it's one of those things where somebody will add their business to the map in 2014 and then they'll go out of business. Of course, they won't ever remove their business from the map. So if you ever audit a city, you'll find there's a lot of stuff that's not even there anymore.
See, if you're doing a business like that, you should really require renewals.
Yeah, every year or something like that. Actually, who was it? Liberty Menu was doing renewal requirements, which was I thought was a really smart move.
Yeah,
their,
it makes sense.
Part. But Bitcoin.com has their own map. It's map.bitcoin.com. Now, with Bitcoin.com's map, they're only showing places that accept Bitcoin Cash. So if there's somebody that accepts Dash or Bitcoin BTC, that's not going to show per se on this map. But apparently, St. Martin's being right next door to St. Kitts and Nevis, both of those islands, I guess, well, St. Kitts and Nevis are two islands, but St. Martin's has around 120-plus locations, about 128, and St. Kitts and Nevis also about 128. So there's hundreds of places. Like, Keene is getting its ass kicked at this point compared to these other locations. It's incredible.
If, in fact, those locations are not, like, you know, kind of faked as far as crypto acceptance goes, because, well, I mean, I recall a time when you were in Texas, and you couldn't find any, even though there was plenty of places on the map to get food and things, you couldn't find any place that actually would sell you food for crypto.
Well, true, but I was using CoinMap at that time, and that was a few years ago.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I suspect that if Roger Ver is behind this, and whoever his friends are down there, they're probably doing a pretty good job of, you know, making sure. I would hope that they're not just recruiting a business and then never coming back to it, because that is a for sure way to make,
that's
a,
exactly what I'm talking
make
about.
It stale. Yeah, it's a good question. It would be interesting for somebody to go down there and audit the island and actually, like, take a week. Like, if you're going to go down to St. Kitts or Nevis or St. Martin's, spend a good week or two there and just start going across the whole island and just make a, you know, experience out of it. I want to go to every single place that takes Bitcoin Cash and see if I can actually spend Bitcoin Cash. See if they, number one, actually accept it. Number two, if the employee actually knows how to do it, because that's another important thing. Right? Like, the boss may have agreed to take it, but have they told their employee? Employees. These are things we've come across here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's not always, they're not really Johnny on the spot in a lot of cases of like educating new employees on how to take crypto.
Definitely not. It's not been too bad here because we're really good about, I mean, there's actually people spending crypto here.
Yeah.
But it's every once in a while you'll run into somebody new, at least, who hasn't yet been shown how to take it. And usually they're pretty new, so.
So coming up here, we're going to get deeper into the story from St. Martin about, are they going to become the crypto capital of the Caribbean by making some sort of official move towards having Bitcoin Cash be a legal tender? At least that's the impression I'm getting from this. We're going to find out more about the story coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. If you've actually been down to these places, would love to hear from you. I saw something on social media that one of the guys who has been investigating El Salvador, he's been down there and, you know, he wanted to test it out, right? And found out there was a lot of BS, a lot of stuff that wasn't what it seemed in El Salvador. I think he might have made the trip to the island, so I'm going to see if I can pull up his account, because he's been paying attention to this. And apparently the Bitcoin maximalists are pissed about this potential legalization of Bitcoin Cash. So we'll dig into this more. Coming up here, this is Free Talk Live.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 1-800-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Chris on the show with you tonight. And we're talking about a very interesting development in the world of cryptocurrency. And that is that there's an island called St. Martin in the Caribbean that is now looking to possibly be the crypto capital of the Caribbean. And they might even be the crypto capital of the world. I mean, I haven't done the math yet to see if Keene, New Hampshire is beating St. Martin as far as, because we've for a long time claimed that Keene is one of the top. I've never said the top.
I don't know about the world, but the United States.
In the United States, Keene may still be the top.
Yeah.
There's a good chance of that. But on the world scene, we're definitely, oof, careful there. We're definitely one of the biggest as far as per capita acceptance of businesses accepting cryptocurrency. But St. Martin is killing it, apparently, with over 120 locations, according to map.bitcoin.com, that are taking crypto. And I did find Mark Falzon. His name is spelled MarkFalzon. He's the guy who called our show a few months ago to report on what his experience was in El Salvador and finding out that there's some real problems with their Bitcoin legal tender rollout situation there. And he also went to St. Martin, and he's actually made a 24-minute documentary about how this happened. And so I'm interested in seeing more about this. We're going to learn more about it, and maybe we'll share some of this audio with you here if it's appropriate. But let's dig in further, Chris, to the story that you brought in tonight. This is from, I forget what the website was, but it's being reported in a few different places. I think news.bitcoin.com probably has it.
Yeah, something like
website.today.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's see, a much-needed adoption boost. Bitcoin Cash, which was one of the biggest cryptocurrencies by market cap, slowly slipped into irrelevance during the 2021 bull run, failing to gain any traction to catch up with the old-timers. It never really took off in the first place, at least not. I mean, it took off, but it didn't.
Bitcoin Cash has been in the top five.
Yeah, but by comparison to Bitcoin, it was never like, It didn't sit side by side with it as far as market cap.
Well, there actually was a one time, and it wasn't quite side by side, but shortly after Bitcoin Cash came out, I believe it shot up to around 40-something percent of a Bitcoin.
Was it that high at one point?
Not for very long. And
okay.
Now it's less than 1% of a Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured.
It's currently at number 25 on the market cap ranking, so it's slid quite a ways down.
Yeah, I believe it. The price of Bitcoin Cash has gone up 20% over the past week, outperforming every major altcoin, save for Avalanche. The controversial Bitcoin fork is down a staggering 91% from its record peak of $3,785, which was recorded all the way back in December of 2017. It is currently...
I don't think that peak was really reached. If I recall correctly, that was reported due to a glitch at Coinbase.
Oh. No, I suspect that was real, because there was one time when it was the 2017 run-up, when everything was running up in 2017. Dash hit like $1,500, and now Dash is like a tenth of that, and now Bitcoin Cash is like a tenth.
There was a glitch somewhere about one crypto at one point, although I don't know who Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, there was a Bitcoin Cash glitch on Coinbase when they first started trading in it. It was the first day they rolled it out, and it spiked up to something crazy. And then they were like, oh, yeah, that was just a glitch, and it went back down.
So it's currently changing hands at $338 on spot exchanges. So... yeah, so basically Ethereum co-founders basically attacking it and admitted that Bitcoin Cash was mostly a failure after calling it a legitimate contender for the Bitcoin name back in 2017. Yeah, you know what's interesting is I don't think you can call it a failure necessarily just because it didn't do as well as people...
Is it being used? Because if it's being used, then it's not a failure.
And that's the thing. I think people have this idea that market cap is what matters. And
no.
Market cap doesn't really matter that much. It's whether or not it's useful to the people who possess it, right?
Especially
if it's useful
when you
conduct transactions, then it's
useful.
Yeah, right.
It's going to stick around.
And that's true, especially when you're thinking about buying a new currency, because, you know, market cap is the current price times a constant. So, and that constant is the 21 million coins that will eventually be released for all of the Bitcoin clones.
It's times whatever the amount of that is actually out.
But you know, if you're buying Bitcoin Cash at a given price, and or buying Bitcoin at a much higher price, and they're headed to the same place, which I think eventually they will be headed to the same place in terms of market cap, you're going to make a lot more money off Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just a question of when you get there.
What I look at is to see whether or not something's been successful is, has a cryptocurrency, can I spend it? Are people asking to pay me in it? Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's certain cryptocurrencies that that's definitely the case with, like Monero and Bitcoin Cash and a little bit of Dash and Bitcoin.
Just a dash of Dash.
But, yeah, I mean, most of these other cryptocurrencies, I'll have somebody ask once in a while for something obscure, but most of them are very, very rare that somebody wants to pay in.
Well, most of the rest of them are almost all completely speculative and just technology related. If you look at the top 25 on CoinMarketCap, you know, there's a lot of these things that are not being used. No, almost all of them are not being used in commerce in any sort of significant manner. Some of them are being used in programming. Some of them are being used in speculation, and that's about it. And then there's a few of them that are stable coins.
Yeah.
So what else? Is there more to this story, or is this just a quick blurb about this guy's going to put a bill forward to?
Yeah, we covered it between what you have already covered in the other story and this one, so there wasn't a whole lot. It is interesting, though, I think, that you know St. Martin may be getting a bill here, and I don't know if it's going to pass, but it sounds like there is some amount of adoption in St. Martin for Bitcoin Cash already.
Well, so. I'm definitely now following this particular politician on social media, Rolando Bryson on Twitter, and we're just going to keep an eye on this for sure.
What's the population of St. Martin?
That's an excellent question. I have not looked at that at the moment, but if one of y'all wants to look it up, feel free. There's a little bit here at news.bitcoin.com that I'll share about this, and this is a statement from Bryson, the guy that we're talking about here. This is the leader of the United People's Party in St. Martin. Quote, "Today I become the first elected official in the world to have his entire salary paid in Bitcoin Cash as our country moves more and more to making use of cryptocurrency and blockchain. Thanks, Roger Ver, for the guidance in making St. Martin the crypto capital of the Caribbean." So, yes, nice. It is Roger Ver who is behind this. But, I have to wonder, I would hope that Roger Ver has more than just Roger Ver on the ground in St. Martin, right? Like, you got to have more than one guy going around spending crypto.
76,000 people.
Even Jesus had 12 disciples.
Yeah. 76,000 people is roughly the population of St. Martin.
Okay, so they are doing better than Keene, because Keene's got about
23,000, so.
Right, and we've only got about 20 businesses on our sheet, and they've got over 100 and something. So
well, that's more per capita. That's like brick-and-mortar businesses.
That's what we're talking about here.
Okay.
We're coming up here, 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Analysts are assessing the surge of at-home COVID tests during the Omicron variant wave of coronavirus. The CDC saying at-home testing rose much more significantly than it did during the prior Delta variant surge. Meantime, people making more than $150,000 a year were more likely to report using at-home tests. Around 300 people are dead after a Russian attack on a Ukrainian theater in the city of Mariupol. Officials noting around 600 survived in the attack on the location that was being used to shelter folks from the war. That attack was specifically mentioned this week when Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Russian forces have committed war crimes during their invasion of Ukraine. The UN reporting over 3.7 million people have fled Ukraine. USA Radio News. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he'll vote no on the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has said he will not support the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. McConnell made the statement on the Senate floor as the Senate Judiciary Committee held its fourth and final days of hearing for Jackson. A Twitter post reaffirmed his opposition, saying, "I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson for a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court."
Gas prices are up for the first time in 2 weeks. AAA showing the national average for regular up a penny to $4.24 a gallon. The price rising in 38 states, led by California, where the statewide average is up to $5.90 a gallon. It's even up in Missouri, with the lowest statewide average of $3.78 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I got to say, I'm pretty excited about this, this little race between certain areas of the planet to become the most cryptocurrency-friendly, the most crypto-accepting places in the world. I think this is a good set of competition to be having. Of course, we've got New Hampshire, which is definitely outstanding. Keene, New Hampshire, and Portsmouth are kind of the two king and queen capital cities, if you will, of the Shire.
New Hampshire as a whole is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of weak outside of Keene and Portsmouth, if you look at the coin map.
But I will give you that in terms of brick-and-mortar businesses, but as far as, at least amongst those who I interact with, it's
well, amongst the free-staters, yeah. I mean, almost everyone's going to take cryptocurrency. So, yeah, if you've got a free-stater who's cutting your lawn or something like that, there's a good chance they're going to take crypto. So there is that. There's an amazing community of crypto people here, but there's nothing that can really substitute for having local businesses with a sign on the door, with a sticker on the door, or that says Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or Dash accepted here, or all three of them accepted here.
I definitely think you need a combination of, you know, people cutting their grass, taking it, as well as brick and mortar.
Because it all is important to the crypto economy. And so that's something we've got here that I want to know more about what's going on in St. Martin. So I did send an email out to Roger Veer.
Wow, that was fast.
Well, I know his email. He gets a lot of emails, but he'll probably get back to me at some point, inviting him on the show, since his name was mentioned here as one of the prime movers behind this St. Martin's, which one of y'all checked the population was, what, 70-something?
76,000, I think it was,
people in St. Martin's.
Wow.
So pretty small population.
Tiny, tiny, tiny.
I imagine they get a lot more in visitors over years.
About the size of Cheshire County. So
right.
The county that we're in Keene.
Right. And so they're focused on Bitcoin Cash, which is great. There's no doubt about it. I got to say, I like multi-crypto as an option. I like that when you go into a business in downtown Keene, you can pay with Bitcoin if you want. You can pay with Dash. You can pay with Bitcoin Cash, although I hear that there's some technical difficulties with AnyPay these days.
It's not entirely down. It's actually up. It's just that if you're using the Edge wallet, and you've updated to the latest release, it's not working. But good news is that it is going. There's a new version coming out of Edge Wallet, and a patch has been accepted.
Okay,
so it should be resolved shortly. And you can always downgrade Edge Wallet, or you can switch to like Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin.com, which is a Bitcoin Cash wallet as well, or some other wallet that supports the pay protocol and still pay with AnyPay.
It's definitely true that having a singular crypto makes things simple, right? Because then you only take Bitcoin Cash, and that's the end of the story. But it is nice to give people options and nice to allow the customer to choose what they want to pay with. So it'd be nice to see that happening down there. But that, again, I can't knock what they're doing. They're doing amazing work down there. If they've got over 120 businesses on just this one little island taking Bitcoin Cash point of sale, it's incredible.
I would not be complaining.
No, it's an incredible success story. In fact, I wonder if that makes them the number one spot in the world. I remember there was somewhere
they got 100 businesses with, you know, only 76,000 people. Yeah,
that's got to be it. They have to be number one.
That's more than one business for every 1,000 people.
Yeah, that's
pretty amazing.
That's actually kind of hard to believe.
There was a place in Europe, and I forget where it was, but the Ledger people that came here to do the story on the Crypto 6, if you go to the Ledger channel on YouTube and you look prior to the Crypto 6 episode, I think the Crypto 6 Ledger piece is up on the Crypto6.com, isn't it? I think it is.
For the Crypto 6, absolutely,
yeah. So if you click into that and you go into their channel and you look previously, there's one for this Bitcoin Cash city basically in Europe, and I don't remember where it was, but they did a piece on that, or maybe it was Bitcoin. Anyway, one of those, there was a pretty big, but the city itself was fairly large, so I'm pretty sure they're not even coming. I was impressed with the number that they had, and they're probably the top place in Europe, but I don't think anything's beating St. Martin and St. Kitts right now. It just amazing. So a little bit more here about this from news.bitcoin.com. Again, they're interviewing the very first, he claims to be the very first elected official to accept his entire paycheck in cryptocurrency. And some people may be quibbling with us. Oh, what about the New York City mayor? No.
He's only taking half of it, isn't he?
The New York City mayor said he would only take his first few paychecks.
Right.
And then I guess he's going back to dollars.
Yeah.
So this guy's saying he's getting paid his entire salary in Bitcoin Cash. During the announcement that he has made, as he's intending to make this some sort of legislation to make it a legal tender, during a conference last year, St. Martin's finance minister said crypto and blockchain adoption was a priority area to research. Bryson remarked that he appreciated the finance minister's ideas of moving toward innovation. The UP party leader said that the next important step was to introduce cryptocurrency and blockchain legislation. Quote, while we need to improve our legacy forms of commercial banking by means of my proposed consumer banking legislation, we simultaneously need to create legislation to make cryptocurrency transactions even more effective and worthwhile in St. Martin, he explained. Now, I hope they don't go down the same road as El Salvador. And here's what they did in El Salvador that was a huge mistake. They put in a mandate in their legal tender law. Now, the president of the country kind of backpedaled on this publicly, the president of El Salvador, and he made statements saying, oh, no, it's not going to be mandated. But the law itself has it in there. It's part of the actual wording of the statute.
Yeah.
And so just because the current president may not be enforcing that mandate doesn't mean the next one won't. So I think that's a really bad thing, number one. It leaves a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths when they hear that. And then the other really bad thing was the government made a wallet.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what happens when governments try technology-related things, right?
Yeah, you get the Obamacare website.
Yes. Yeah. You get garbage.
Yeah.
You get a broken piece of garbage that even though the government gang themselves, they weren't the programmers, obviously. They hired a company to do that programming. It was still a disaster from top to bottom, including the fact that, and this was according to Mark Falzon, who is also now reporting on St. Martin, but he's the guy that called us about El Salvador, you couldn't do transactions for less than $5 on the government Bitcoin app.
Really? Which basically means most transactions probably can't happen.
Can't happen.
Yeah.
Right. Again, how are you going to buy a taco or whatever on the streets for a buck with Bitcoin if the official government app won't let you do it at all? Like, you can't even try to pay for less than $5.
Wow. Why would they do that?
I don't know. Maybe because the fees are just so shockingly high at such a, at those low levels or whatever.
Wow.
I didn't even think it was actually holding it in Bitcoin, though. Like, wasn't it basically just you could spend it, and then it would get converted to Bitcoin sort of?
No. It's a Bitcoin app, but it's a custodial app. So
right, which means that there's not actual transactions.
God.
You're not actually making
not a real Bitcoin transaction.
Yeah, you're not making a real Bitcoin transaction every time you spend some of your supposed Bitcoin.
Not from the government wallet.
In Bitcoin, because the government doesn't have to, the custodial, the company that or whoever's running it doesn't actually have to make a transaction in Bitcoin.
Correct. It's the illusion of Bitcoin rather than real Bitcoin. So it's been a real mess, and it's actually created a sort of a protest movement. There's actually people who are now anti-Bitcoin, simply because the government has been shoving it down people's throats in El Salvador. So I hope, and given that Roger Ver has bent the ear of this guy, and Roger is an actual principled voluntarist, liberty-loving anarchist kind of character, I suspect he is going to warn them against this. I suspect.
I hope so.
That this could go, if this goes in the right direction, St. Martin's will be primed to absolutely be the cryptocurrency capital, not just of the Caribbean, as they're saying, but of the planet. And that's pretty exciting. So we'll continue here, and you can share your thoughts. We'll get into El Salvador, because there's a really interesting kind of half-year retrospective. They started this back in September, having Bitcoin be the official legal tender, or one of two, because there's the dollar, and there's Bitcoin. And well, how's that gone? We'll look at it coming up here in moments, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. So we're going to talk more about the acceptance of cryptocurrency going global, with multiple countries now looking at accepting or having a legal tender law include Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. There was a story earlier this week about Honduras talking about this. Then the central bank came out and said, no, we're not doing that. But apparently the president of the country was saying nice things about cryptocurrency, so it's not really clear what, if anything's happening in Honduras. Of course, they're right next door to El Salvador, so all in that kind of same area. And then you've got St. Martin, which is arguably the number one place on the planet for local businesses accepting cryptocurrency. You definitely want to learn more about that and how it happened. I was just watching a video from Mark Falzon, M-A-R-C-F-A-L-Z-O-N, on his YouTube channel. 24-minute long documentary. I have not watched the whole thing yet, but Roger Ver has made an appearance in this video, and so he's definitely, you know, highly involved there, and there seems to be at least a handful of doers that are on the ground there that are helping these business owners and helping people on board into taking cryptocurrency. They've even got a billboard in, I presume, the capital city. There's an animated, you know, billboard with promoting Bitcoin Cash, which is pretty awesome. So we're going to learn more about this as time goes on. But first, we go to Major Payne. You're on the line in Michigan with Ian, Nobody, and Chris.
Hey, Nobody, Ian, Chris. How y'all doing tonight?
Major, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to go on a pissing rant about the union.
Okay.
Because the government and the teachers union have become the biggest unions in the country, but they're hiding behind bloody cloaks that they have not earned. The unions were earned in the 30s by the auto industry and the steel workers on strike, getting their heads split by railroad bulls and such. I mean, there's blood and guts put into making the union. And it was in a time where the poor man, you know, the little guy just wasn't getting his fair shake. But now these, all these government jamokes and these teachers, they're hiding behind a bloody cloak that they have not earned. And it really POs me.
Hmm. Okay.
So well, would you feel better if somebody went out and beat up some teachers?
No, dude. There's probably some teachers that need a little tune-up, but, you know, that's not my forte. They should not be able to be unionized, would be my point. They should not have protection.
I agree. There should be no government unions. Yeah, I agree there.
They're not doing their job.
Yeah, you know, I think the best solution is I'm not against unions per se, but I am certainly against the government's interfering with the free market, and that's basically how the unions work right now. What we should do is we should dissolve the public school systems, dissolve the government school systems, and let the free market take care of reduce the costs of education. And you know, improve the quality and so forth, and the people who want the best education will end up getting the best education because they'll compete for the best schools.
Yeah, these government unions, government workers' unions are the worst of the worst because we're all forced to pay for them. And they get themselves so, embedded into the system, it's almost impossible to undo it once the government union, has been created. They're just so in charge and so in control. Whereas if you don't like what a union at Starbucks is doing or wherever, you can just not shop there. But with the state, you are forced to use their, to at the very least pay for their services.
And the humorous thing is the unions have actually run themselves out of business in many cases by increasing the costs of the business and thus, basically companies shutting down operations in the United States and going out overseas elsewhere where it's cheaper.
Yeah, that
wasn't that long ago. About every 5 miles or so, there was a little schoolhouse that the kids could actually make it to.
In my lifetime, but
Miller High Water, and there, the 1800s. But the thing is, there was a local school marm that was accountable to the community. Right?
What are you going to say? There nobody about the
unions? We had oversight.
I don't remember.
Major, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. Yeah, you're not going to get oversight of the government system. It's completely out of control. Even the local school boards are almost impossible to rein in. Although, there was a headline recently, I don't know if y'all heard about it, Croydon, New Hampshire. One of the free staters there, Ian Underwood, had made a proposal. He's one of the guys that's the founders of Bardo Farm, which is, they take cryptocurrency and goldbacks, I believe, over at Bardo Farm. But he made a proposal to cut the school budget in half, and it passed.
Wait, how did he get the... I'm sorry, but I want to know what are they doing? I'm speechless. What
are you confused about?
How is that even possible?
Well, he made a proposal through the process, which requires usually, I think, 25 signatures in order to get a thing on the town ballot.
We can't even get something on the town ballot, let alone to pass.
Well, Keene's a city.
Yeah, Keene and Croydon are different.
I understand
Croydon
that.
Is a town, which means that it's ruled by town meeting, which is very different from
the process
a
is
city.
Different.
Which is more professionalized. And
that said, the Keene School Board is more of a town system, and so you can make proposals to the Keene School Board in the same way. So Conan, our Tuesday night co-host here, has done this in Keene in previous years. He hasn't done it in a few years, but back in the old days, we used to actually go to the Keene School Board meetings.
Been to a couple of them?
Yeah, and so you saw what they did to Conan's proposals.
Right.
They gutted them.
Which
they
is exactly what I'm talking about. And I know that wasn't the first. I've seen him do it a couple times, I think, and it wasn't the first time like that he's done that. He's tried a couple of times prior to me. Even
well, Keene ain't Croydon. I mean, Croydon is a completely different place.
Wow.
Croydon was one of the first places I think where they started doing like vouchers or whatever. So Ian was able to create a flyer using some statistics or whatever, and showed the insane level of spending of the government schools and how the test scores were just completely flat. So he made a nice little visual and he handed those flyers out to every single person that came to the school board meeting and they voted for his thing.
Now I want to know how is the school going to respond? Like, how are they going to deal with that, right? Like, if your budget's cut in half, presumably you don't have the money to pay the teachers and
fire them.
So, are the numbers going to go up? Like, the student
ratio? Apparently the numbers are down as far as like the numbers of students at the school because people are taking their kids out of government school and homeschooling.
Right.
Does it affect the voucher system? I mean, Is that the idea that the government school has less budget, so take your voucher and put your kid in private school?
It's an interesting question. There is something that the state got through, I think it was in 2021, fairly recently, called the education savings accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And this allows, as I understand it, I have a rudimentary understanding of it. I don't have kids,
yeah.
Right? So I've just heard some discussions about it. But it allows parents to opt into this educational savings account thing, and then they get like $4,000 or $5,000 in a check, basically, from the state, or some sort of payment from the state that they can then use to buy either a private school scholarship, or they can buy homeschooling materials.
My understanding is that comes from the school, like, district that pays for the schools, right?
No, it comes from the state.
Isn't it something like it goes to the state, but it's managed by the state, but it's paid for by the school district?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure.
I thought that's how it was, and I'm just hearing, this is just what I'm hearing too, so my memory could be faulty, or I could have been told it wrong too. So unfortunately, we're speculating here because none of us have kids.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that if you want, you can learn more about the New Hampshire Educational Savings Accounts. They've got a really nice website that goes over it and explains everything. The Democrats tried to shut this program down, by the way, a couple weeks ago with legislation, and that failed.
Ooh,
so
good.
The program is ongoing, and they have maxed out, by the way. They filled up the total amount of budget that they'd had for this educational savings account. So there's a huge demand for parents to get their kids out of government school, which is pretty awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't even know why we brought that. What led us to even talk about the school budgets in the first place? But
I do not know.
But that happened. So kudos to the activists here in New Hampshire for, again, it was one activist that made that happen.
That's
in,
amazing.
In a small town. He convinced his neighbors that cutting the school budget by half was a good plan. So it can be done.
It's crazy because, like, I remember in New Jersey, you couldn't even get them to, like, maintain their budget, and let alone, you know, have it go down.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it goes up every year.
I can't even fathom. Like, how do you cut a budget? If you can't even cut your budget by 2%, how did you get it cut by 50%?
No, they laughed us out of the room when we tried to cut it by 5% here in Keene.
Right, right. Mm. Like, this just blows my mind. Yeah.
It's all about numbers. It's all about persuasion, and it can be done. So that's pretty.
And Keene is the worst town in New Hampshire.
It's one of the top, probably three worst towns for sure. Nashua ain't great either.
Yeah, Nashua's pretty Massachusetts-y.
Yeah, they call it North Boston for a reason. Yeah. And their mask mandate was even more tyrannical than the one that happened in Keene. More coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us. We'll get into El Salvador's Bitcoin.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.